Mike, thank you so much for the time. You've just got to be so excited to have everything back as normal as can be up to this point.
Well, thank you, Nick, and it's great. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show today. And you're right. It is great to be playing again. I'm not sure what the word normal means anymore, and I think everyone is trying to redefine that, but we're just very happy to be playing all of our forest fall sports and looking forward to starting our winter sports as well in the next few weeks.
What has the last year been like for you? The last year and a half, really, in terms of, you know, being in your position, a leadership position and everything like that, but also in the sense of being a sports fan and not seeing any Wells programs essentially be able to take the field or the court or whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. There have been some times when I would actually use the adjective maddening. Okay? Someone once told me that what we were trying to do is build an airplane while it was in flight. With all the changing rules and regulations and guidelines and policies and data and the science that was coming out, our bottom line was to try to create a program that was going to be safe and healthy for our student athletes and for our community here. And I would say since the date that's kind of etched in my mind is March 13th of 2020 is when all of spring sports essentially shut down, winter and spring sports shut down because of COVID.
Yeah.
And from there, it was trying to find a way of keeping our students engaged, okay, and keeping them safe, obviously, and keeping our athletic programs relevant. So we relied an awful lot, since we weren't playing, on our coaches who did a phenomenal job staying in contact with their student athletes, with our athletic communications office, Mark doing a great job in keeping us relevant with updates and where are they now and this happened on this date, and then also working with all the other athletic directors in our conference and in our surrounding area to create a protocol that when we do get back to sports was going to keep people safe and healthy, right? And that was assuring to the teams that we were playing that we were doing everything possible to create a healthy and safe environment. So it's been quite a challenge.
At what point did you realize that, you know, things were going to be different from years past and everything like that? Was like there a almost like a moment where you kind of thought to yourself, you know, this could be, you know, something that goes on for a much longer and extended period of time than I initially thought?
I think when I became an administrator for COVID tests, I knew my job had changed. And when we were I think the answer to that question, I knew things we're going to be real different. And as I said, on March 13th, when we'll remember all the Division I basketball championships were being shut down and canceled. And that never happened. Okay. And I don't think, in, at least in my history, I've never seen anything like that happen. And we knew it wasn't going to be just a two-week pause. It was going to be something that was going to last a while. And then, of course, you listen to Dr. Fauci and you listen to our NCAA sports sciences area and the data and the information they're presenting, we knew there was going to be a lot of changes on how we do things in college athletics, from not just, you know, and just testing for one, okay, and just communicating with spectators on how they're able to see their kids and their friends play when we're not allowed on the field or in the court or in the pool. So we had to change things up, and we had to be real creative. We worked very collaboratively with other areas on our campus, with Chris Pollack, who's in our communications office, and our president Gibraltar and provost speaker, who are all just very helpful in the work we were trying to do to make things, make things right again. Okay. Mm-hmm. What we learned was, and not, I shouldn't say learned, but what was demonstrated, because I think we already knew this, how important sports was not just for wins, losses, and competition, but how important it was to our campus and our community with regard to keeping students engaged, you know, and being able to get our students back involved in a safe and healthy manner was real key to, I think, not just the physical fitness, but the mental fitness and mental health of our students in our community. So I'm not sure if I answered your question or if I just rambled on there, Nick, but it's been quite an 18 month journey. And you have to, you know, one of the things we all learn to do is how to pivot and move.
Yeah.
Okay. And change is going to happen, and we just had to go with it. And I think one of the benefits that came from it was just the collaboration we had with all of our faculty and our staff here and other athletic directors and staff at our conference on making things work right. And we're going to learn from it. I mean, there's some things that we did as a result we're probably going to continue to do.
What do some of those things look like? You know, some things that maybe you guys developed in terms of a plan to safely compete that you are now still utilizing to this day.
I think the access to testing is important.
Yeah.
To be able to immediately survey your teams and to be able to reliably send a team on the road to another place, knowing that they're all healthy and they're fine. Just what and how often we communicate with our families and friends and college community about updates on what's going on. When do you have to mask? When you don't have to mask? Things of that nature. From our athletic training and medical services part, you know, there are a lot of things that we are adding in as far as making sure we're keeping the environment clean and germ-free or as best as we can, possibly can. Where we place people, you know, our operating staff, our communication staff. How do we keep them safe and healthy? So there's been a lot of new things that we've added that I think we'll probably keep for a while.
You know, it's so interesting, and Mike Lindbergh is with us here on BTL, Director of Athletics at Wells College. It's so interesting because never in my life would I have expected something like this to be happening. And I even think about what life was like even just, you know, 3-4 years ago when we could all congregate and watch a sporting event together, and now there's social distancing and sometimes, yeah, you know, attendance isn't even encouraged. Where does the United East Conference stand on that, and what can we expect, you think, for the remainder of this college sports season?
I think we meet weekly as a group within the United East.
Yeah.
I have a great commissioner. Stephanie's done a fantastic job just shepherding us through the entire process of what we need to do. Every institution's going to have its own policies related to spectators, but we've the key is communicating as to what do we need to make our, if a team, say Harrisburg was to come in, or Gallaudet, they're actually coming in on Saturday for soccer. What should they expect from Wells College in terms of being able to provide them with accommodations, and again, assuring them that this place is going to be safe and healthy, and we're going to have, you know, it's going to be all about soccer and not anything else. I laugh because you said it's been 2 years since we've had soccer,
yeah,
for example, or field hockey,
yeah,
on our campus. And when we had our first home game about a week ago, it was like, oh my God, can we remember how to do this? It's been so long, you know. But we figured it out, and we got it going. And you know, I think one of the things that we also that came as a result was the importance of our ability to stream all of our games. You know, last spring we had, we re-engaged our spring teams into sports, but we couldn't have any spectators. And it became real important that we were able to stream all of our games. And so we've done that, and we've done some improvements, and we hope to continue to improve, because what surprised me, and I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but what surprised me was the number of viewers we were getting at all of our games. At some points we were having over 500 viewers, and for Wells, that's an extraordinary number.
Wow.
So,
That's incredible. That's a big number. You know, yeah. I'm wondering, and this might be a weird way of saying it, but if there's something that you can be excited about during this time, you know, what would that be? What has been the most, in some ways, rewarding part about what you've done as the director of athletics up there, you think?
Simple. It's seeing our student athletes play again.
Yeah.
And back on the field, on the court, in the pool. They are so happy to be playing and reengaged, and getting ready for games and not having to think about COVID. I mean, we have to keep it in our mind, but it hasn't been at the forefront. It's been at the forefront of every agenda item, and now we're back to playing, and seeing them playing again, it makes me smile. I love watching our student athletes play. I think the other thing is our staff, our coaches, and seeing them being able to coach again and teach and work individually with their students in terms of not just their athletic improvement, but their personal and academic and, you know, in terms of what they want to be after they graduate from college, and being able to work with them on that as well in person. Okay. So moving away from, you know, I'm not going to miss remote meetings, okay, or virtual meetings. Okay, I look forward to the day when we're indoors and we can remove the masks and be able to see people's faces. But for right now, what makes me real happy is the fact that we're playing again, and I love watching our student athletes play.
That's for sure. Can't blame you for thinking that one bit. Hey, Mike, as always, we really appreciate the time. It was great catching up with you, and hopefully at some point I run into you down the road here, okay?
Oh, I hope so, Nick, and thanks again for inviting me on your show. I really appreciate everything you're doing for Division III sports.